It's Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Blatneck Bridge wins a billion-dollar bid, and President Joe Biden will visit. Governor Tony Evers delivers his State of the State address tonight. Prevea Health and HSHS are closing locations in the Chippewa Valley. And don't drink and sled, says the DNR. Good afternoon. I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. President Joe Biden will be in Wisconsin on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced that the president will travel to Superior to discuss Bidenomics and rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. The Biden visit comes in the wake of Monday's announcement that the 60-year-old Blatneck Bridge connecting the twin ports of Duluth and Superior has received a federal grant of over $1 billion for its replacement. In December, federal lawmakers, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in support of an application for bridge funding by Minnesota and Wisconsin. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said that a new Blatneck Bridge means safer vehicle travel and better support for the billions of dollars in freight moving across the bridge each year. Construction could begin as early as next year. Vice President Kamala Harris targeted Donald Trump for paving the way for abortion bans during a visit to the key battleground state of Wisconsin. Her trip on Monday is the first stop on a nationwide tour focused on abortion rights, a critical issue in this year's election. Harris is leading the charge for Democrats who remain furious that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade less than 2 years ago. Harris plans to join President Joe Biden and others at another campaign rally focused on abortion in Virginia on Tuesday. Governor Tony Evers delivers his annual State of the State address tonight. Bob Haig takes a look.
The Democratic governor can be expected to address a variety of issues where he opposes Republicans who control both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature. The address is scheduled for 7 o'clock in the Assembly Chambers at the Capitol in Madison. The speech will be live streamed on Governor Evers' YouTube channel and Facebook page for members of the public. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu is scheduled to deliver the Republican response to Evers' address. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A healthcare provider is exiting the Western Wisconsin market. Hospital Sisters Health System, with operations in Illinois and Wisconsin, announced Monday that it will close Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls as part of a complete exit from the region. Prevea Health, a physician network offering primary and specialty care, will also close all of its locations in the Chippewa Valley, including Rice Lake, Cumberland, Cornell, Ladysmith, Menominee, and Altoona. About 1,082 HSHS and 325 Prevea employees will be impacted by the closures, the majority of which are expected to be complete on or before April 21st. HSHS and Prevea locations outside of the Chippewa Valley will remain open. A former Eau Claire County deputy treasurer who helped steal more than $1 million of taxpayer money is out of prison. Raymond Newport has more.
WEAU reports 72-year-old Kay Onerheim has been released after serving her 8-year prison sentence. Onerheim will be required to pay restitution while she serves her extended supervision. Onerheim and former Eau Claire County Treasurer Larry Loken were convicted in 2016 of stealing more than $625,000 in tax money. An investigation found that they actually stole $1.3 million from Eau Claire County taxpayers. Loken's petition for early release from his 9.5-year sentence has been denied. He's scheduled to be released in June 2025. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Alcohol and snowmobiling don't mix. That's the message from the DNR. Warden Jacob Holsklaw says it can be hard to find a designated sledder, so hold off on drinking while out in the woods.
When you're done sledding for the day and you're back at the hotel or your house or wherever you're staying, that's the time to maybe celebrate and have a couple drinks.
Holsklaw says the majority of fatal snowmobile crashes involve alcohol, so plan ahead and don't get on that machine after drinking. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.